Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's the first thing you'd do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Stephanie, thank you for taking the time to hop on.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
When you take a look at opening day, and we all hear the storylines, we know Ohtani is the biggest star. What are some of the larger storylines that you'll be covering throughout the course of the year?
Yeah, I mean, Ohtani's probably the biggest one between, I think he was going to be anyway, and then being snared in this gambling situation where his interpreter admitted to betting with an illegal bookie, and there's some question as to, Ohtani's bank accounts paid it off. There's some question as to how that money got there. Ohtani has said it was stolen from him. So it's kind of a complicated situation now. I think we're all going to be talking about this close to every day. But there is also some baseball to watch, and so that's pretty fun. I think the Dodgers are, everybody's pretty much expecting them to blow away the rest of the sport, and they got off to a good start doing that. I'm excited to see what Juan Soto's walk year looks like, and so far today it looks like he plays good defense now too, so that should be a pretty wild thing to watch if he can keep that up. Yeah, as you said, the Orioles are going to be fun to watch. I think it's going to be, so far, I mean, we're not even a full game in for everybody, but it was a good day. I think it's going to be a fun season.
And Stephanie Epstein is here with us from Sports Illustrated. Last year, we got a little bit of a surprise. Well, we got a big surprise in the World Series. We saw the Rangers walk away with the W, and then we saw the Diamondbacks, who would have expected that with their young team, you know, even show up to the dance. Is there a team that you look at and say, wow, they could shock everybody this year?
I mean, it seems crazy. I guess it doesn't seem fair to the Diamondbacks, but they, given that they were there last year, but they really do feel like a team that thinks they can repeat. I think it's smart for teams in the National League. I think the Mets might surprise some people. I think the National League is a little bit open in terms of the last wild card spots. And as we've seen, if you can just get in, you can really race almost all the way to the end.
Well, Stephanie, you mentioned the New York Mets as a surprise. Senga already out, and why do you feel optimistic about the Mets? I know Daddy Warbucks Cohen has the money, but what are you thinking?
I think that they upgraded marginally pretty well. I think that there's a little bit more pitching depth than there was in the past. They've got some like sort of back end bench guys that I think you could see good seasons from, like Adrian Hauser, who's not really a back end guy, but I just think there are some under the radar names there maybe that fans wouldn't immediately think of. And I think, because I don't think they're going to win the division, but as I said, since that league is so open, I think that you could easily see them squeak in to the end of the wild card.
Well, we certainly know the Braves are probably at the top of that division, and then you
for
got
sure.
the Phillies as well. When you think about some of the arms that are in, let's think about some of the established arms. You know, even in that same division, Chris Sale is now on the Braves. Expected to hopefully bounce back full-time from his injury. You think about some of the Mets' former pitchers that they got rid of last year, and Verlander and Scherzer. You know, they're coming off of injuries. DeGrom, I mean, I guess the Mets just hoard everybody who has an arm. Like, what is it? Are the pitchers throwing too much? Are they getting babied? Like, everybody who's expected to get over the hump, these Hall of Fame talents, even Gerrit Cole, they're not pitching right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough time for the sport, and I think a lot of people are worried about that. Scott Boras and several of his clients have suggested that maybe the pitch clock is in part responsible, that guys aren't getting enough time to recover between pitches, and they're still throwing at max effort. I think the league's answer to that would probably be, well, maybe throw a little bit below max effort, and we're going to see if guys are able to make that adjustment. I think that you're not going to see a lot of 200-inning guys anymore because, as you said, the ones you see, like Sandy Alcantara, get hurt. And so it that doesn't seem to work, but also, you know, letting them throw 110 innings doesn't really work. So I think no one is quite sure. No one has really figured out the answer on pitchers. They're just trying to make them more useful while they can still play.
And Stephanie Epstein is here with us from Sports Illustrated. You talk about things that work, and you mentioned Scott Boras. We have seen in a later period or later in free agency, damn it, almost at the beginning of the season, somebody like J.D. Martinez just end up with the Mets. Jordan Montgomery, who just won a World Series, just end up on the Diamondbacks. Like, is there a solution for this? Are we really seeing owners, like, collude to bring prices down? Like, what are we doing?
That is certainly what I think Scott and his people believe. I think that there is probably some element of, I wouldn't say collusion. I would say it's more that the industry sees players more the same way than in the past. There's not as much difference these days because a lot of the GMs are using similar models and similar understandings of the sport. I also think that the sort of four or five players that everybody talks about, the Boras core guys who didn't do that well this winter, were all flawed players in one way or another who wanted to be paid as if they were not. And so I think that is the biggest issue, is a difference in value from what, like, Cody Bellinger wanted versus what teams who say, well, you know, you're an MVP when you're at your best, but you're like a non-tender candidate when you're at your worst, and we don't know what to believe. I think that you see that those guys are perhaps because of the TV deal uncertainty. I think those teams are being a little bit more conservative, and so that's why these guys ended up signing short-term deals in the hope that they can get back. They can prove that they're as good as they say they are. Get back in the market. I think the real question will be if guys like Alex Bregman and Juan Soto, who are free agents next year, who are pretty elite franchise players, if those guys are not getting the contracts they're seeking, then I think the sport is probably in crisis to some extent.
No, well, you think about some of the deals that have been given out. The Dodgers are paying everybody. I want the Dodgers to give me a contract just to stand on first base. I don't have to do anything.
Kidding.
Yeah, and defer my money as well. What is it? Do you think this is a viable financial model for Major League Baseball? You talk about some teams being conservative. I mean, we got some teams that just park the money and don't do anything, and they participate in revenue sharing.
Right.
Can baseball really live and survive when the Dodgers are paying guys 20 years down the line, and we got teams who won't spend a dime now? How does this work?
It's tough, and the players are frustrated by it. But unfortunately, the answer to that, the easiest answer to that, is probably a salary floor, which means a salary cap, which the players would never agree to. So I think the answer is probably just going to have to be the way baseball works. Chances are the Dodgers won't win the World Series this year, just because it's a long season. A lot can happen. It's a tough playoff tournament, and then maybe we'll have, you know, maybe it'll be the Diamondbacks will be there again instead, and we'll say, why, you don't even need to spend money to be in the game.
And then the people who don't spend money will have another excuse just to sit and park on it. Now, Stephanie Epstein is here with us from Sports Illustrated. Now, we saw some small market teams that have really built up their farm systems. We mentioned the Orioles, the Diamondbacks. What's the secret sauce? We have teams that spend a lot of money. These all-star teams, the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Mets, they crumble. And then you have teams who come up, and it's just they shock. I mean, the Orioles don't even have, like, Jackson Holliday on the roster yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the more, especially as we start to see the sort of free agent kind of guy, a guy who's like 29 to 32, the guys who are available at that age, we see them starting to become less valuable because teams have figured out that if you can develop a young player better and faster, you can have him contributing to your team at like 22 instead of maybe waiting till he's 24, which you might have needed to do or thought you needed to do in the past. And so now I think the feeling is if you can hit on these guys, these young prospects, and then if you can develop them well, you can really have something. And then you can have 6 years of them really in their prime. I think we're starting to realize that their prime is younger than we thought it was.
Ah, so the Alex Anthopoulos, Acuna, I'll pay you $1 for the next 10 years, that type of model, right?
It helps if you can get those guys to agree to those deals. Yeah, I don't think anybody's as good at it as Atlanta.
Yeah, we certainly see what's going on with Ronald Acuna Jr. Stephanie Epstein is here with us from Sports Illustrated. What team do you believe is sitting at the top? What team has the best chance of walking away with the Commissioner's Trophy?
I mean, it's hard to pick against the Dodgers because of the talent. I also, though, think I am a little concerned about that rotation. I'm not sure. They don't really have even a single sure thing in the rotation. They've got guys. Nobody's really a full inning pitcher at this point. So I will say Atlanta just because I think they've got the horses. They've got guys who have done it and guys who I think can do it this year.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for taking the time. Where can people follow you and all of your work with SI?
You can check us out at SI.com. I'm on Twitter at Steph Apstein, APSTEIN.
Well, thank you so much. We'll catch you on down the line. And let's see what happens with those Mets, okay? Thank you, Stephanie.
All right. Thanks for having me.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
I'm at the nail salon.
What?
I'm at the grocery store.
What?
I'm at the combination nail salon and grocery store.
Wait, she's at the nail salon and the grocery store?
I'm at the combination nail salon and grocery store. Groceries through Instacart, delivered to my door. I don't have to choose between acrylics and the grocery store.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.